snack. And I head down to my basement bedroom and fire up my Mac.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. We have Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital today. She is the digital marketing consultant. I always look forward to listening to Lexi, and now I get to sit here and stare you in the eyes.
Yes, hello, Jess. Good morning.
What exciting things are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about a way that advertisers can measure return on investment through their digital campaigns with something called on-site visit tracking. So there's a couple different ways that that advertisers can measure return on investment with our digital campaigns. And one of those is this on-site visit tracking. So we can do that with a lot of different products. And what it is essentially, as an advertiser, you know, a lot of advertisers are going to want to understand how they can track the success of their digital marketing campaigns and where their marketing dollars are going and making sure that something is coming from those spending those marketing dollars. And so with digital, we're actually able to show them return on investment through a couple different ways. One is conversion tracking. So that's kind of the first way. And that is like being able to monitor what people are doing on an advertiser's website. So when they go to somebody's website after seeing the ad, are they clicking the schedule now button? Are they downloading a menu? Are they going to the services page? Like, what are the actions that people are taking on somebody's website once they get there? So that's one way to measure return on investment. And another is the on-site visit tracking that we're going to talk about today. So that's when somebody actually sees the ad, and within 2 weeks, we can track them going to the business location. So you can actually, this works really well, you know, for retail service or retail stores or gyms or even like restaurants, anything where it's a brick and mortar business and people are going to want to be coming to that location after seeing the ad. So there's one product that, well, the first product that we allowed this on-site visit tracking with was actually called Mobile Conquesting, which is still one of our products today. You know, we've really opened it up. So a lot of our products actually allow for this now. You can run or you can track, do this on-site visit tracking with a lot of different display and video products. You can do it with our social mirror product. And if we have time at the end, I'll jump into some of our products too. But Mobile Conquesting is kind of that first product where we started to allow the on-site visit tracking. And, you know, it's, I'm sure a lot of people are asking kind of how does it work? And so really what happens is there's in the creative, there's actually a little pixel in the actual creative. So when it serves, that pixel fires and it's able to be mapped back to people's mobile device IDs. So
when you say creative,
yeah,
just for some people, there's this was one of the words I learned.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I used to be a little picture thingy. So when you say creative, can you explain a little bit of that to somebody like me?
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's different too by product. So that's a good question, because with our mobile conquesting, the creative is going to be, you know, like a square static typically banner. So yeah, it's going to be the picture thingy, like the images. Sometimes it'll have people in it. It'll have some words in it. It'll typically say something like click here or click to learn more. That's something called a call to action to try and get the user to take the action after they see the ad. And all of these creative actually click to the advertiser's website. So the goal is to get the user to the advertiser's website. So with mobile conquesting, you have the kind of that static banner. You get a couple different sizes to it. You know, with a social mirror product, it's going to look like a social media post, which is a little bit unique and different. So with that product, you get you take a post from a Facebook or an Instagram. There's 8 different platforms we could mirror from. And so you would take a post from one of those social media platforms, and then that would be the creative that serves on a website or an app. So that would just look just like a standard Facebook post, but you're seeing it on a website instead of on a social media platform. So the creative varies by product, but a lot of times it's going to be that display standard banner, or it's going to be, we have video products as well. So it could also be like a video ad that clicks over to the advertiser's website. So a lot of different types of creative that you can run with us here at ADX Digital.
Am I right when you're talking about creatives that sometimes you have different sizes? And so sometimes the internet and its magical power will look for what size is going to fit right at the next pop-up. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So there's, that's why we run multiple different sizes, because we in the ad exchanges that we work with, there's a lot of different types of inventory, different, you know, different websites allow for different sizes of ads. And so that is why we want to make sure that we're running, especially like with mobile conquesting, you get four different sizes of ads. With our display product, you get three different sizes of ads. And so that way we have plenty of opportunity to get those ads served through, you know, these different websites that allow for these different size ads to run. Yeah, exactly. So with the mobile conquesting, you can have those four different sizes of ads. You can have also a video with that as well. And this was kind of the first product we allowed for that on-site visit tracking. And now it kind of has opened up to some of those other products that I was talking about. So the social mirror, some other display products, some of our video products, standard video, as well as our OTT video product. It's really great to add on to OTT, actually, because OTT is kind of a different beast in itself. The key performance indicator for OTT is typically brand and awareness a lot of times. And so, you know, not a ton of people, or with OTT, you really can't physically click a lot of time on the ad like you can with some of our other display products or video products when you're looking at them on your mobile devices or your desktop. And so with OTT, you know, it's harder to track some of those things like the website conversions. So the on-site visit tracking is really, you know, one of the only ways and a good way to be able to monitor who's seeing the ad and then coming to your business. So with the on-site visit tracking, you know, we have our monthly reports here at ADX Digital, and we'll be able to show you all of the conversions. We'll be able to show you the on-site visit tracking in those reports. And it's very detailed, so it is really great. And we'll be able to meet with you on a monthly basis to go over these reports. When it comes to the on-site visit tracking, there are two different caveats, though. So one of them is the location services, typically on somebody's phone, will have to be turned on in order to be able to capture that device. And then you'll also have to be browsing at some point while you're in the business. But, you know, people are on their phone so much these days, one. And if you think about the nature of different businesses, like a restaurant, for example, a lot of people are at some point or another going to be getting on their phone while they're eating dinner at a restaurant. Same with, you know, if someone's shopping at a store, a lot of times people will get on their phone, maybe price check, look at some other stuff on their phone. So, you know, it is pretty frequent that people are getting on their phone while they're in these businesses. And that does need to happen in order for us to be able to count that on-site visit track.
Great. If you are just tuning in now to listen to us, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jess, News Radio Pensacola. Today we are talking with Lexi Mendoza. She is with ADX Digital. She is a digital marketing consultant. And if you are thinking about adding digital marketing integrating it into your business, Lexi is the person to talk to. If you want to give a call at 850-262-6000, just let them know, hey, I want to talk to Lexi. And she is going to tell you all about how digital can amplify your business. If you have any apprehension, you're still like, this might not be for me, still give Lexi a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And kind of to go back to the beginning too here a little bit. So when we do meet with you guys, kind of the first step that we take as a marketing consultant or a digital marketing consultant is to understand your business a little bit more, understand your goals, understand where you're at in the digital space right now, whether you've gotten into it at all, whether you're completely new. We have that conversation first, kind of go through that client capabilities meeting with you. And then after that, we will prepare like a full-fledged proposal to show you, you know, some of the targeting strategies that may make sense for your business, to show you the different products that would make sense for your business. And we'll talk through some of the conversions that we can track, maybe the other ways we can track return on investment, like the on-site visit tracking we're talking about today. And so that's kind of how the process kicks off. But typically, you know, we really want to understand the business first so that we can make and put together a good recommendation for each individual client, and then we go from there. But yeah, so like Jess said, if you are interested, please feel free to reach out. We're happy, you know, to get to know your business and put together a digital campaign for you. And, you know, back going back to what we were talking about with the on-site visit tracking. So there is also, like I was saying in our reporting, it is something we can report on and it gets very detailed. So because of those caveats where the location services have to be turned on and you have to be browsing on your phone to be able to capture the mobile device, we are only able to track about a fourth of the total traffic that actually comes to the business. But in our reporting, we actually show you two different numbers. So you're able to see the verified number, which is that estimated fourth of the total traffic or 25% of the total traffic. And then we have the estimated visits, which is like that higher number. So you can kind of see both. And then it also breaks it out a lot of different ways. So it's great because it provides the advertiser with a lot of different consumer insights. So one thing that you can see in our reporting with the on-site visit tracking is what days the visits occurred. So that's helpful to see consumer behaviors on specific days. Like if you saw a spike in visits on one day, maybe you look back, maybe the weather was great one day, maybe you had a sale ending that day and that was the last day of the sale. So there's a lot of different kind of insights that can be gathered through the data that we provide. And you can also, you know, see it by creative as well. So if you're running multiple different types of creative, and let's say each of the creative maybe is showcasing a different product, and you're seeing that majority of the visits are coming from one creative showcasing, you know, sofas versus armchairs or whatever the products are. But that way, you know, you can understand which creative is driving the highest amount of people to come to your store. And then maybe you make some adjustments to that other creative.
I think that is one of the most exciting things about digital marketing is that you can track that and you can really customize it to what works for your business. So if something's not working, you guys can pivot to something else that may be more applicable for that business.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's kind of what drew me to the digital marketing space. I'm a very like data insights type person. So I like being able to get into the weeds with that. I like probably my favorite part of this job is being able to go over monthly reports with clients and be able to show them like, this is working, this we need to tweak, and make those recommendations to make sure that, you know, the campaign is performing to the absolute best that it can be performing to drive the most amount of customers.
And they always have options.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we're only doing this one thing.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. This is going to work. But it's no, hey, this is working great, or let's pivot to something else. That's excellent.
Exactly. Yeah. So in our reports, you know, with the campaigns, we also have different strategies. So a lot of the times, you know, we're running multiple strategies. We're running our behavioral targeting strategy, which is targeting people based on their past browsing or online or offline activity. So where they've gone, what they've browsed, that sort of thing. So that's one of the strategies we run a lot. We've also got like our geofencing strategy. So that's being able to target people who are in a specific business location at the time that they're at that business location. You know, we can do AI as a strategy, which is our machine learning. So that actually, it builds up a pool of people to target based on those who have already engaged with the ad. So there's a lot of different strategies that we can layer on. And so a big piece of making changes to the campaign is, you know, we can see what strategies are performing better than others. Maybe we shift between strategies. Maybe we shift between creative. Like there's lots of different options when running a digital campaign to make those changes, you know, on a monthly basis or whatever it may be, to make sure that it's definitely performing the best that it can. Another way that we can show that on-site visit tracking is also by device and by website or app. So that's also pretty cool to see too, because you can see, even though, you know, the only thing tracking the visit is the mobile device, we can actually see if people saw the impression like on their desktop at home or something like that, just because of the way that that devices are mapped to one another. So we can see like, hey, this person got the actual ad was served to them on their desktop at home, but then they ended up coming into, you know, our restaurant and having dinner or whatever it may be. And we can do the same with like the website or the app. So we can see where the impression actually served that got somebody to come to that business. So if the ad was served on X, Y, and Z website, you can see that person, you know, the visit track came from that particular website. So that's kind of another breakout and another unique thing that you can see with all of the on-site visit tracking. So there's a lot of data that we can provide with just on-site visit tracking. And then, like I was saying before, that conversion tracking is also going to be included in those reports as well, which is more based on the website activity. So what kind of website or what kind of actions people are taking to your website once they get there. And one thing I will mention too is, so there is essentially two different types of the on-site visit tracking. One is just going to be on your mobile device, which is going to be through our mobile conquesting product. And again, that was like the first product that we allowed this on-site visit tracking with. But with the mobile conquesting, you know, everything is just going to be on your mobile device. So you're not going to get these breakouts by device, that sort of thing in the reporting. And then the second option is you can do all device on-site visit tracking now. So that would be all device, meaning that the ad is serving across desktop, tablet, and mobile, not just on your mobile device. And so that kind of gives you a little bit more of that breakout in the reporting that you can see. And when I say all device, so just to give you an idea, like some of the products that are all device are like our social mirror product. That one runs cross-device, so that will cross desktop, mobile, and tablet. Our display ads product is going to be cross-device as well. We've also got like our native product. So native is going to be a more customized display product, which allows you to, or the ad itself is built in real time when it serves on the website. The idea behind native is that it matches the background of where it serves. So the copy, the font, the coloring of the ad, like all of that is going to be just completely customized and created in real time on when it serves, just to match like whatever website it serves on. It's kind of meant to be more like hidden, not like as in your face of an ad, so that people who are like on a website, maybe reading an article or whatever it may be, like see it and think it's part of the website. And then they start reading it and realize, oh, this is an ad. So native is a very unique product, as well as our social mirror product. Social mirror, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but social mirror is going to be that cross-device product that allows you to take a post from a social media platform and mirror it across websites and apps. And all of this, like where the ads serve for any of these products, is going to be dependent on our targeting strategies. So, you know, for example, with social mirror, you can layer on multiple different targeting strategies, and you'll want, these will all be catered. So you start with the geography for all of our campaigns. That's kind of the first geographic layer, or the first targeting layer you put onto the campaign is geography. So you'll want to choose like a specific geographic area to target. Sometimes, you know, we use a radius around a store location or a particular business. Sometimes we'll just choose some zip codes in the area and do it by zip code targeting. So that's kind of the first layer. And then after that, with all of our products and with all of our campaigns, we'll then layer on some targeting strategies to make sure that we're serving the ad to people who it's going to be relevant to and who's potentially going to be a customer of that product or that service.
You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Talk Radio. We're talking today with Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital. She's a digital marketing consultant. She is the guru of all things digital. If you have any questions today, feel free to shoot us a text at 850-437-1620. Or if you'd rather, give Lexi a call at 850-262-6000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So please feel free to reach out to us. You know, we'd be happy to customize a campaign to your specific business. We can dive into different strategies. You know, behavioral is one of our strategies that we utilize a lot. So that's going to be based off of people's online and offline activity. So, and this puts people in different categories. So for example, people who, let's say we're a gym advertiser. our behavioral targeting categories would be things like fitness enthusiasts or and those fitness enthusiast categories would be comprised likely of people who went to the gym in the last 30 days or who have researched gyms near them or have done research about, you know, maybe read some fitness articles. So all of those different activities that they've done both on online or offline are going to put them into this category. And then we'd be able to target that specific category. We can also do like keyword targeting is another strategy that we use. So that's going to be a little bit lower in the funnel. So when you talk about the overall advertising funnel, it starts at the top with brand and awareness, and then it gets more specific based on where the consumer is at the when it comes to like the purchase funnel. And so keyword targeting is going to be a little bit lower at the purchase funnel, meaning somebody is going to be closer to buying a product or service. And the reason being because they've already done a lot of research for that product or service. So with keyword targeting, we're actually able to target somebody we're actually able to place an ad next to a specific word that has something to do with your business. So if it's a gym, you know, and we're trying to put like fitness, let's say the keywords are fitness or working out, like keywords like that would be relevant to a gym. And so the ad would actually serve on a page where those specific words appear. So that's an example of keyword targeting. And, you know, we've got a bunch of other different strategies that we can utilize as well. And it depends on the product. Sometimes, you know, you can run typically around 2 to 3 strategies with each of our products, whether it's our a display product, a video product, that social mirror product I talked about. And so each of our campaigns, you know, we'll customize, we'll find the right behavioral targeting categories, we'll find whatever strategies are going to work best. And then we'll build it out and we'll be able to show you that monthly reporting.
Thank you for listening to us today, Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Go ahead and go over to adxdigital.com or give a call to Lexi at 850-262-6000. Any last words, Lexi?
No, I'll just end with, you know, feel free to, you know, give us a call. We'd be happy to set up a meeting with you and go through some of our products and some of our strategies here at ADX Digital and customize the campaign to your business. If you have, you know, any questions at all, we're happy to walk you through the process. If you're new in digital, don't be intimidated. You know, like I talked about today, a lot of the good part of digital is you do get to see that return on investment. It's very data-based. It's very a lot of insights. And so you're able to see all of that, and it's really great from an advertiser standpoint.
Thanks for listening to Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you.